This is a C2Y News Update. Students at Vancouver Island University are tired of seeing programs and services at VIU get cut. And now they are calling on the provincial government to make a change. After hearing story after story of how budget cuts are affecting students across the province, the British Columbia Federation of Students, or BCFS, is demanding that the provincial government take action to restore public funding to BC's post-secondary education system. The BCFS kicked off their campaign on Wednesday, September 17th at Vancouver Island University's Nanaimo campus, which they say is one of the hardest hit schools due to underfunding.
When I say cuts, you say suck. Cuts!
Suck!
Cuts!
Suck!
Cuts!
Suck!
When I say funding, you say no! Funding!
No!
Funding!
No!
Funding!
No!
The BCFS, in partnership with the VIU Students Union, held an event at the Quad at the center of campus. As part of the campaign, the BCFS is handing out postcards that students can sign to send directly to BC Premier David Eby and Minister of Post-Secondary Education and Future Skills Jesse Sunner. The letters call on them to increase funding for post-secondary institutions.
I signed the letter today because education is the future, and cutting it is not the answer, right?
That was Ruth Carr, a psychology student at VIU, who stopped by the event with her fellow psychology classmates, Lacey Schulenborg and Maeve Slattery, to each send a postcard. All three of them told CHY that as classes in the psychology department are being cut, this has led to longer waitlists for classes. Slattery says she sees over and over again every semester classes having long waitlists in their program.
There are lots of students that are trying to get required classes either for their program or classes that may not be required to graduate but are required to get into graduate programs that they're looking at, and they are not able to get into those classes. And the only answer that we get is, okay, you can go take an online class at Athabasca or Thompson Rivers, and it forces us to take our money elsewhere when we would like to do the courses here in person with our faculty members and pay VIU prices.
While Slattery hasn't yet had to take any courses elsewhere due to waitlists, they are already looking into a single summer course they may need to take at Athabasca University or Thompson Rivers University ahead of starting grad school next September.
I've definitely looked at the options for Athabasca and Thompson Rivers because I've suspected I might need to do it, and I might need to next summer. To take a class if I haven't caught it this year, and being on the wait list if I don't get in kind of thing. I might need to do it in the summer just to satisfy that requirement before I enter grad school in September, but that's a wait and see situation right now.
Schulenborg says taking online classes at Athabasca University and Thompson Rivers University is almost double what they pay if they took the same class at VIU.
So in order to take one class, it costs us so much more out of our student loan money, out of money that we've saved from the multiple jobs that we have. Like, it's just absolutely unrealistic.
Schulenborg is currently taking two courses at Athabasca University to help with her requirements to get into grad school.
The really horrible thing, too, is that VIU doesn't give you this information, what is required to get into grad school, just what's required to graduate. And the two don't always line up. So if you're not doing your own research, there are a lot of people who are in their third and fourth year who are just finding out that they need seven different things in order to get into grad school that VIU doesn't offer. So now they're scrambling.
Debbie Horealia, chairperson of the BCFS, echoed that students across the province are seeing more courses being cut, resulting in longer waitlists. Horealia says students are having to delay their graduations because their schools are having to cut classes or programs to help with deficit management.
We're hearing from students that they can't take the courses they need to graduate on time because they're offered every other semester or sometimes every other year, so they're delaying their graduation. Or I've even talked to others, like to another student that had to transfer to three different institutions across the province because their program kept being cut. And that is a direct result of lack of funding from the provincial government.
She says these cuts come from a drop in public funding for post-secondary schools' operating budgets. Since the year 2000, public funding from the provincial government has dropped from 68% to just 40%, leaving post-secondary schools to rely more on tuition fees, especially international student fees. The BCFS says over the same time period, tuition fees has seen an increase of 155%. In 2023, the government of BC placed a 2% yearly increase cap on domestic student fees. There was no cap placed on international student fees. At VIU, in the 2024 to 2025 school year, the international student population made up 10.9% of the overall student population, but made up to 36% of tuition revenue for the university. This is down from 47% of VIU's revenue in 2022. Herelia says that years ago, the provincial government started to over-rely on international student tuition fees, creating an unstable funding model while reducing public funding for post-secondary schools.
And we have been advocating for years that that is unstable, and now that the federal government has decreased international student visas into the country, we're really seeing the effects of lack of funding from the provincial government.
She says right now the BCFS is calling upon the government to reinstate funding for post-secondary schools back to the original 68%.
We often hear that we want more buildings built, we want more doctors, we want more nurses, we want to fill these positions in our community and these jobs, but we are not seeing a commitment in prioritizing the education so that we can fill those jobs in our community. So this impacts everyone. It does not just impact post-secondary students, this impacts all our communities across British Columbia.
At VIU, the effects of lack of public funding have been felt. In the last 2 years, VIU has cut or suspended 29 programs, including all music study programs, the Master's of Community Planning, and the Dental Assistant Certificate Program. Chairperson for the VIU Students Union, Sarah May Leana, spoke to the crowd about the effects program cuts are having on campus at VIU.
We are a small campus. When programs disappear, we personally know the students and professors affected.
She says, like herself, students have had to push back their graduation as they are unable to take every class required for their degree.
I know these stories firsthand. As an international student, I should have graduated by now. However, between rising tuition and fewer available courses, I've had to work extra hours at precarious jobs, and I've stretched my education and years in school because I simply can't afford a full course load of fees per semester. I love this campus and community, but it has been a constant uphill battle to stay here.
She says that while the government could ignore one or two postcards, she says she hopes that thousands of students across the province will come together to send postcards so they cannot be ignored. CHOI reached out to the Ministry of Post-Secondary Education and Future Skills about the concerns brought up by the BCFS. CHOI was sent a statement from Sunner saying she and her ministry recognizes the affordability challenges post-secondary students are facing right now, and that everyone in BC deserves access to education. She says that, quote, since 2016, the province has increased the total amount of block grants to public post-secondary institutions by over $1 billion, unquote. She adds that they know that, quote, in recent years, the operating environment within the post-secondary sector shifted significantly due to a number of reasons largely outside the control of the province. Unquote. She points to the federal government's reduction in the number of study permits for international students, the impact of U.S. tariffs, and declining domestic enrollment as some of the reasons for the shift. She says that her ministry will continue to work with leadership at post-secondary institutions, students, staff, and faculty during financially challenging times to ensure that they remain focused on their core priorities for students. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.